You're with Craig Zonka and Loretta Ryan on ABC Radio Brisbane.
It's time to shine the light on one of the finalists in our Community Spirit Awards. We have so many people doing wonderful things in our community, and we've been able to whittle them down to some finalists.
Oh, yeah, and the stories are so inspiring. I love this one. And you might have caught a little bit of the idea of what Ambulance Wish Queensland does. It is about granting someone that one last wish, that visit to the beach or some other special memory that you want to recreate. And Shyla Mills is from Palliative Care Queensland, which runs this Ambulance Wish Queensland program. Shyla, it must be a pure joy to be involved in something like this.
It is. It's such a beautiful program, and working with so many volunteers and palliative care services, the patients, their family and the community getting behind it is so lovely.
Give us an idea of some of the wishes that have been granted, for want of a better term.
Where do you start? So originally we launched the program back in 2019 with a beautiful 92-year-old lady called Betty, and her wish was to simply have a passion fruit ice cream.
Oh, wow.
And so we launched it, and we put it online, and we didn't realise how global this would go. 155 million reach online. So you'd think a simple passion fruit ice cream, how that would change so many people's lives. And for us at Palliative Care Queensland, it also changes the way people think about palliative care. Mm. It's not all about sadness. This is actually about joy, memory making, all those lovely things.
And what happened with that lady in the ice cream? How much did she get?
She loved it. We actually launched it here at Government House with the Health Minister at the time, and they all enjoyed passion fruit ice cream together. So part of that was the joy of everyone being together. And then obviously, because we're just in the city, we took her around to the Botanic Gardens to see the Brisbane River and all of that. And it was so lovely. They had photos, and we give everyone a memory book after. And so her family have that now forever.
Oh, that's so lovely, isn't it?
How does it work? Do family come to you saying, look, my mum, my dad is in this situation at the moment, we'd love to do this? How does the program work?
Yeah, so originally this program was founded in the Netherlands, and we're the first to bring it to Australia. And we decided we wanted to partner with our palliative care services, because this is part of what they do every day. Mm. You know, they do clinical part, but they also do social and beautiful other things as well. So instead of them coming directly to us, they go through their service, and their service puts a clinical escort for free on these wishes, as donating the time from the service. And the joy of those nurses after is amazing.
Yeah, it takes a special person, I think, to be a nurse, but to be a palliative care nurse as well. What type of qualities do they have?
Well, palliative care nursing is a part of nursing. You know, all of nursing is a fabulous job, and palliative care is a special part of it. I've actually been a nurse for 20 years in palliative care, and it's such a privilege, to be honest. Palliative care nursing, you get to be with people, sit with people in sad times, but you can make a real difference in that time. And you be with their families and provide bereavement support after. It's a real privilege working in palliative care. It's not just nursing. It's the whole collective team that do an amazing job.
How do you fund Ambulance Wish Queensland?
Yeah, so mainly through donations. We're trying to get corporate partners at the moment. We don't actually have one at the moment, so definitely if people are interested. Oh,
if you're a business listening this morning, give Shyla a call as soon as she leaves this. I want your phone to be ringing as you leave this door to the studio this morning, because you know, it's a no-brainer just for the joy that it brings.
Definitely. It's such a beautiful program. And the community interest, like I said, is fantastic. People often don't engage with palliative care in general. But to be honest, this has been the best community awareness campaign of palliative care worldwide, we suspect. Because just the interest, the joy, every time we do a wish, you know, the community getting involved on Facebook and other social media platforms, talking about how they might have been at the same site and they saw it happen and how excited they were. Or family members that are away and overseas, how they see the story online and they share that joy as well. Mm. So there's so much joy in this program.
Is it just happening in Brisbane, southeast Queensland? Where are you able to grant these wishes at the moment?
So we've started in southeast Queensland. I should mention the government has been very kind to give us some administration support for the program, and that is a couple of years support for us. And so we are looking with that funding to enable wishes more regionally as well. So we are trying to do that at the moment. But again, we need corporate partners and supporters across the state. We would love this to be delivered across the state, because it is such a beautiful program and it's such a big part of life. You know, end of life is a normal part of life. Mm. And so we need to start these conversations and fulfill wishes, create memories forever.
Yeah, and make people feel special during that time. And it's just about kindness, isn't it? And doing that for others. Yeah, it's a wonderful program. All the very best in the Community Spirit Awards. You are a finalist, and it's abc.net.au/community-spirit to cast your vote for People's Choice. But yeah, congratulations with what you do, and all the very best.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.